New Jersey Department of Health Commissioner Judy Persicelli said her office, along with the state's Office of Emergency Management, they're working with FEMA on requests for federal strike teams to support hospitals and long-term care facilities. The request is for 10 strike teams of 15 members each, which will be able to go and do rounds. She said hospitals and long-term care facilities throughout the state are experiencing large staff shortages due to COVID. Conversations that we have with both long-term care and with our hospitals is to plan for and anticipate that 30% at a minimum of their employees may be out sick at any given time. State's dashboard most recently had a count of 5,155 patients hospitalized. As all the 71 hospitals in the Garden State filed reports, this was January 4th. That's the highest mark, by the way, since May of 2020. If you look regionally, about 2,400 in the north, 1,600 in the central, and 1,200 in the south. Of those hospitalized, 686 in ICU, 335 on ventilators. First time since February of last year, that number has been over 300. Total of 425 patients were discharged in the last 24-hour reporting period. What the Murphy administration is trying to avoid, and they pretty much ruled out, is setting up field medical stations, like what was done in the early days of the pandemic. Persicelli said the stations actually make more problems and staffing issues in the hospitals. Mondale this year is trying to find ways to get another 50 or 100 beds into an existing campus, or perhaps set up a tent on the campus at that particular hospital. Now, if you use South Africa, where the Omicron variant originated from, as a predictor, the worst here in America might be over, as the medical experts in South Africa have said that they've already seen the peak of Omicron here in America. While there have been spikes in both case numbers, hospitalizations, better than 90% of those hospitalizations continue to be unvaccinated. Even with Omicron being a more mild variant, certainly when compared to the original strain and certainly Delta, it's the unvaccinated who still fall hard to this virus, with the vast majority of hospitalizations being people with the Omicron variant. Yet the unvaccinated are still entrenched in denial. They're fed by outlets like Fox News, which drag out the same handful of doctors with questionable backgrounds, parroting the lies and conspiracies about vaccines. I wonder why Fox won't have doctors with opposing views discuss and debate the issue. Maybe afraid of having their selected doctors being revealed like the quacks that they are. This is why the unvaccinated respond to the facts with lies. It's the vaccinated who are filling up hospitals. They claim to know hundreds of people who are vaccinated and have gotten COVID-19. Trump didn't catch COVID. It was injected into him. You didn't know that, did you? Trump didn't say that people should get vaccinated. And, of course, they still declare the COVID-19 vaccine does not work. They say it doesn't prevent the virus. Well, vaccines aren't designed to prevent. They're designed to increase the unlikelihood that you're going to get the virus. Your personal health is really going to be the predictor of the eventual conclusion of that path. And when you challenge these anti-vaxxers with the demand of proof to back up their claims, they respond with either silence or, yeah, right. The ever-popular creation by Satan, known as the laughing emoji. Going back to the state numbers, we have about 6.1 million people in New Jersey fully vaccinated. 92,000 have tested positive for COVID-19 that were fully vaccinated. That's 1.5%. Of those, around 1,700 have been hospitalized and 401 have passed away. That's less than 1% in each of those categories. According to the state dashboard, just 29% of New Jersey schools reporting new student cases, top just around 5,100 new staff cases, closing in on 2,000. Cumulatively, 361,000 cases have been reported, 49,000 students, 12,000 staffs. Vaccination rate for teachers, around 84%. Looking at North Jersey counties, Bergen, top of the list, just around 91%. Mars, Sussex, Warren, Passaic, Essex, Hudson. Hudson, the lowest county in the state, 73.7%. And the long-term care facilities health officials noted 464 long-term care facilities currently reporting at least one case of COVID-19. Current death toll at long-term care facilities, 8,775. When it comes to schools, by the way, Governor Murphy is looking for an extension of his health emergency powers. Governor's health emergency powers were to sunset on January 12th. Formal request for a three-month extension covers things like administrative orders, directives, waivers. Also among the powers that Murphy wants to, well, possibly retain includes the ability to order statewide masking rules in line with CDC guidelines, whatever they are at the current moment in time, and moratoriums on evictions and utility shutoffs. To that end, Murphy confirmed the state will extend the in-school mask mandate set to expire on January 11th. It's due to the large number, as I mentioned, of students and younger age groups being unvaccinated in the current case tally. Murphy reiterated that while some districts have moved to remote learning, he said the state has no intention or plan to shut the schools down, saying we'll do everything we can, keep our kids in school where we know they will have a more appropriate educational experience, but where the data actually shows us they can be safe. After seeing the stats from a report on the growth of charter schools, I'm starting to wonder whether the public school masking policies are part of the reason for the growth of charter schools. I mean, just in New Jersey, this was courtesy of the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools. Okay, yeah, it's going to the source, I know, but the stats are still the stats. If you look at comparing the 2019-20 school year and 2020 to 2021, charter school enrollment in New Jersey saw an increase of 3.4%, which is sizable, but really small when you look at some other states surrounding us, especially New York 7%, Pennsylvania 15.5%. If you look in Alabama, 65%, Oklahoma 78%. But it's not where the number is. As I always say with any stats and any poll, it's what the trend is. So is this a wake-up call even in New Jersey with a smaller increase but still an increase for the Murphy administration schools just to, I guess they say, pick a lane?